Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about getting beyond anxiety. This should be something that is really of interest to you because who doesn't want to get beyond anxiety? And I wanted to start the show by reading a quote, a favorite quote of mine, and this is from Viktor Frankl. He says, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space lies our freedom and our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our happiness." And again, that's from Viktor Frankl. It's important for us to remember that it is our response that is so important as we are moving through anxiety and panic, PTSD, all of our stresses in our lives, keeping that in mind, the response. So, talking about getting beyond anxiety, we want to be thinking about it in the way of how do we go beyond feeling a little bit better and actually coping or managing anxiety, panic, and actually going beyond it. You've also heard me in the past use the term to clear it, to actually not be using anxiety as a part of who you are or what you are dealing with on a regular basis. You can do this. So the difference between coping with or managing anxiety and moving beyond it is very, very important. The difference is like night and day. To manage, we find the tips and the tricks and tools, the props, the crutches, all of these things that we need actually to begin our journey. And we use these to keep the anxiety panic at a dull roar, to keep it in a way that we can get through our days, we can manage, and we can get through with not having the entire day or part of the day being totally immersed by anxiety. Now, many of these tips and tricks and tools that we work on, these work by helping with the acute anxiety, that anxiety that we have, that we are just feeling it flare up and we have to deal with it in that moment. So these tips and tricks and tools, they work by helping us to deal with the acute anxiety and giving us enough relief to actually calm down and to calm down enough in order to get a different and better perspective on the entire situation. And so much of the time, by the time people have struggled long enough to come and see me, they have been struggling so long they don't even remember that time of when they could have a different perspective, that they could see things from a higher perspective and get through the situation. But that's why we need all the tips and tricks and tools, the crutches, the props, the interventions, if you will. These help us to break the cycle. This new perspective that we can get when we are finally not so exhausted, it gives us a chance to actually learn to absorb what it is that we need to do and what it is that we need to not do to fully get beyond our anxiety and panic. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. So what is this that we need to do, that we need to learn to do, and these things that we can finally use in our lives to help us get beyond anxiety? So what is it that we need to do, to learn to do, in order to get beyond anxiety? We really need to learn to accept and to surrender rather than the stance of fighting, which is quite normal when you are anxious. You want to fight. You are not in a typical position of surrender. You actually want to protect yourself. So this is what makes it so incredibly challenging to make this switch, and why we begin with the tools and the tips and the tricks and the props, because that gives you the opportunity to have enough space and enough interruption in the constant cycle of anxiety, adrenaline, anxiety. We get to break that so that we can actually begin to learn how to accept and surrender rather than having that fighting stance. And also, we need to get beyond seeking something or someone to do it for us. We have to accept that this is totally an inside job. So you can see where the tips, the tricks, the techniques, and the processes that we discuss can turn from their original purpose, which is to help you calm down enough to fill in the gaps, such as the nutritional gaps, your vitamin and mineral deficiencies, right? You need to take care of that. Food allergies, clearing those out. Cutting out caffeine, which you hear me talk about endlessly here because it's so important. Taking herbal supplements, getting things like acupuncture, doing yoga and tai chi, changing your diet to organic, meditating, journaling, and so much more. And of course, those are all the things that we talk about here, because we need those in order to get us to the situation, the place where we are finally ready to accept and surrender. These are the things that calm you down enough to do the acceptance piece. And it's a way of training the mind, which is where your anxiety panic is. And this begins to now drop you down to a place where you can easily move back and forth from your sympathetic nervous system when you have been jolted into stress back into your parasympathetic nervous system. The system is set up for us to be able to move back and forth easily and without a lot of mental manipulation, without a lot of tips and tools. But what has happened when you have been living in an anxious state, your body and mind have forgotten how to do that. You are stuck in the ability to release adrenaline and cortisol easily, and these cascade of stress hormones then cause you to feel more fear, which only keeps the cycle going. So let's remember that the nervous system is set up to keep you alive and well. You are built with this beautiful nervous system composed of your parasympathetic nervous system and your sympathetic nervous system working together. This sympathetic nervous system that you feel when you are stressed out and anxious is not your enemy. It is a part of a very beautifully designed and functioning nervous system. So you are kind of stuck in one area right now, and it could be for many different reasons. That is a whole nother episode in itself. But we can go into the stress response, the sympathetic nervous system, when we need to protect ourselves, to keep ourselves alive, to stay safe. For a very easy example, when you are crossing a busy street on foot, you kind of have to be careful, and you are setting yourself into a bit of a stress reaction because you have to be so alert. So your sympathetic nervous system is on. And you get across the street and you are okay. You don't even need to think about it. You just let go and you continue on your walk. You didn't need to think about flipping back over into your parasympathetic nervous system. You just did it naturally because you registered safety. You didn't have to think about it. It just happened. And you can get back to this place in your world again, in your life, where you don't have to calm yourself down. You will go there naturally. It's like toning up these two sides of your nervous system so that they work so much better together. Now, 90 seconds is the general amount of time that it takes mammals to begin to have the hormonal cascade of stress reduce, meaning that after 90 seconds of feeling safe, whether you're a bunny who got safely down its little rabbit hole, or you are a person who crossed the street, as soon as you got across there, like I said, you didn't have to think about it. You registered safety in your mind and body just by getting across the street, and your own nervous system stopped creating stress hormones, and within 90 seconds, all of that is no longer flooding your system. So this clearing out of our nervous system and returning back to calm is how our nervous system works. It comes up when we need it, and it flows back down again when we don't need it. And the place where we live most of our life would be in the parasympathetic nervous system, where we are just living our lives. And when stress comes up, when we are in danger comes up, we are able to respond to it. When we are safe, we are able to respond to the safety again. I want you to be able to respond to safety again. And the challenge arises when we keep ourselves in the stress cycle. The fear, adrenaline, fear cycle. Never really getting beyond the stress. Never really getting beyond anxiety. The stress hormones keep flowing until we fall in bed at night and hopefully then can finally let go. This is why that we recommend all of the tricks and tools and tips, supplements and treatments that we talk about here to get you to interrupt the fear, stress hormone, fear cycle. We use them, and we may use them ongoing, but we must continue to do the work of accepting and surrendering versus fighting with the stress to fully move beyond anxiety panic. Embrace the tools that help you. Thank them and know that they are assisting you to find your own inner peace and freedom, and that you no longer need to fear the fear arising. That is the way that we move beyond anxiety, when we can finally no longer fear the fear arising. And I know that you can do this, so don't give up. Keep going. This is not just an intellectual exercise. I know you guys get this intellectually. You are smart people who are stuck inside in a system that is meant to work going back and forth, and you have just kind of locked down into the stress side. It's okay. As you continue to practice, your body and your mind will begin working together to remember how to get back to that easy place of stress coming up, and you respond. Your safety appears, and you respond to the safety. I want you to learn to respond to the safety once again. So remember, you will get to the place where you no longer fear the fear arising, and that is truly moving beyond anxiety. I hope this show is helpful, and I hope that you will keep sending me email, because it gives me an idea of what it is that you are working on and what you would like to have more answers to. AnxietyCoachesPodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. Stress is an ignorant state. It believes that everything is an emergency. Nothing is that important. And that's from Natalie Goldberg. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.